I want to thank all of the sponsors. And all of the chevre from the shul who worked so hard for so long to prepare for this maimon to cover the town of Rabbi Shimon. Thank Eitan Katz, Baruch Hashem, so many years in heaven. And his chevra, we should continue Bez Hashem to sing together in Yerushalayim.
Amen.
I'm not going to start naming the different chevra who are so involved here in helping and doing everything and getting set up, because they don't want their names to be said. And I would leave somebody out by mistake, possibly. The schus of Rabbi Shimon should be oimid lahem for the children, the dorodoros, to see nachas grochas. There was once a huge Talmud Chacham, a guy in Oregon, who came to see the Rebbe Rabbi Yitzchak work as Chus Yerlein. And you all know that Rabbi Yitzchak work was a chassid of the Rebbe of Bunfam Shizch. And this Tamchacham asked the Yitzchak work, who himself was a great Tamchacham. This Tamchacham asked the Yitzchak work, what is it that you see? What is it that you see, Rebbe of Bunfam? You yourself are such a big mountain. What do you see in the Rebbe Abuna that you're so described? But you're so excited about the Rebbe Abuna. So Yitzchak Burka told him the following. I have tried to concentrate. Trying to connect to our brothers and sisters who are in their own right now. The main way to connect to them is not with the pictures and the video games. It's with the heart, with the mind. So Yitzchak Burka said, do you know the story of Eliyahu HaNavi? That when Eliyahu HaNavi came to Elisha, and Eliyahu HaNavi was hunting for that great exalted soul of Elisha HaNavi, Eliyahu found Elisha out in the fields on his father's farm. And Elisha was with a couple of behemoths plowing the farm. Eliyahu HaNavi came over there to Elisha. Eliyahu took his magical robe, the Aderes Eliyahu, whatever that was. We wouldn't have seen anything different in it. But it was the robe, the Aderes of Eliyahu HaNavi. And he took the robe and he threw it, and the edge of the robe touched Elisha. And Elisha began to tremble. And suddenly something came over him. And he went and he brought the behemoths back to the farmhouse, and he shechted them. And he prepared them and he divided the meat among the workers on the farm. And he took the plow that he had, and he made a madura, he made a lagbaim a madura banfai. And he took this plow, and he heaved it, he threw it into the fire. And Eliyahu HaNavi was standing on the side and was watching all of this. And it says in Navi that Eliyahu asked Elisha, Me'asisi lach? Me'asisi lach? What did I do to you? What did I say to you? What did I do? Me'asisi lach? And a beautiful worker said that Elisha said to him, Rebbe, Das ma'asach getin. Das ma'asach getin, Rebbe. Rebbe, you did a lot for me. You did something great for me. And again, Eliyahu asked him, Me'asisi lach? Vos chav getin? What did I do? But it says in Navi that Elisha went. And Elisha told his parents, I can't stay here anymore. Brennen bei mir, the Yiddishkeit brennt bei mir. Yiddishkeit is burning inside of me. I can't explain why. But I'm on fire with Yiddishkeit. And Elisha went, and from that day he never left Eliyahu HaNavi. Until that day when Eliyahu HaNavi went, Vayal Eliyahu Asara Shemayma. Till Eliyahu HaNavi went in a fire up to Shemayim. And Elisha watched. And he cried out, Avi, Avi, Rech Yisrael for us. So if Yitzchak Zvorka told this Lamban, you're asking me, what did the Rebbe Abuna Pshiska do? What do I see in the Rebbe Abuna Pshiska? He said, listen, my Rebbe, the Rebbe Abunim, has the ability, has the power, that he takes the hand of a Jew. A simple Jew. Elisha was a poyer. You know what a poyer is? A peasant. And my Rebbe, the Rebbe Abunim, is able to take the hand of a poyer like me. A peasant. An ish pashut, an ish shofar. And the Rebbe Abunim asks, Me'asisi lach? What did I do to you? And Rebbe Yitzchak Zvorka began to cry. And he said, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mo'asach getin. Rebbe, what you did for me, Brennen and Mir, the Yiddishkeit is burning in me. And the Rebbe Abunim takes a Jew and he shakes his entire world. Until Yiddishkeit is burning inside of him, and the person can't rest. And then when he goes back to his Gemara, he kisses the letters of the Gemara, and when he opens his Siddur, he looks at the words of the Siddur. So thousands of years have gone by, not since the Rebbe Abunim, but thousands of years have gone by since Adonai Bar Yochai, since the Tam Hel Eloki Rebbe Shem. And we're sitting here in Lawrence Middle School, I think this is what it's called, this particular part of the school. We're sitting here in this building, and there are hundreds of thousands of Jews in Meron. When I was a boy, there were a few hundred. When I first went there, Lag BaOmer. Hundreds of thousands. And everywhere in the world is on fire. When you fly over Eretz Yisrael tonight, you see fires everywhere. And those are the fires you can see with their eyes. But Brennan, the Yiddish Ahad, burning in Jewish hearts. Yiddishkeit is burning in Jewish hearts. Everywhere. Sometimes it comes out in mitzvah, sometimes it doesn't. So Rabbi Shimon, maybe you're asking, Jews like us, we're a bunch of poyers. We don't have clouds anymore. Now we have iPhones and smartphones. Now we have other cable, we don't have clouds anymore. And Rabbi Shimon, you came to us and we're in the middle of plowing in our fields with our behemoths, a bunch of poyers, uneducated, far from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, far from Kiddusha. And Rabbi Shimon, in your time, the Gemara says in Memhei Sukkah, Reisi b'nei Aliyah v'hei Mu'atim. And you come to these places and maybe you're asking us, Me'as Nisi Lachem, Yidden, Yehudim, Jews. Rabbi Shimon is saying to us, what did I do to you? And Rebbe, we're here to tell you tonight, with our nagunim, with our rikudim, with our being, we're here to say to you, everywhere in the world, Rebbe, but me'asach kitin. Rebbe, you did so much for us. Ba'yer chai. Or Muflorum Mayur. Ba'yer Chai, or Muflor. Rabbi Shimon, you are a wondrous light. Or Muflorum Mayur. An exalted light from above. And when you said the words, Ra'isi ben Aliyah, V'hei Mu'atin, Mu'atin Hei. Your entire existence was to create the Bnei Aliyah. And what does that mean to be a Bnei Aliyah? What is Rabbi Shimon doing for us? Whether we realize it or we don't realize it, we must talk about it now, tonight. Or a mufla rumayla. Or how you cried and yoked in this fire that you ignited, that you lit in our hearts at the end of time. When the Balatanya came back from Mezrich, so people came to ask him, what did you learn in Mezrich? The Baal HaTanya said, if I learned in Mezrich, is a chayev odom lekayei seyu lamad. In Mezrich I learned that a Jew has to spend his entire life being lekayei in those two words. Say ulamad, go out and learn. What does that mean, say ulamad? What was the Tanya saying that that's what he learned in Mezrich? Because those two words, say ulamad, contain the mystery of Rabbi Shimon. Say ulamad is the soul of a Ben Aliyah. Because say ulamad means that even now at the end of time, with poyers like us who are scrolling our fields with our behaviors, that even now a Jew has the ability through Rabbi Shimon to go out of himself, Seyul Laman, to go out of his smallness, like Avraham Avinu, Hashem's book, said to Avraham Avinu, it says in Pasuk, Vayoytse Oysa Achutza, that Hashem is going to take Avraham Avinu outside. And ever since that day, that Hashem is going to take Avraham Avinu above the world, as Rashi says, ever since that day that Hashem is going to take Avraham Avinu above the world, outside of that small world, ever since that day when Avraham Avinu became a Ben Aliyah, when Hashem is going to take him higher than the rest of the world, Avraham Avinu felt Gera Noichi Ba'aretz, that this world is not my place. I eat in this world, I live in this world, I go to school, I go to work. But inside of me, in my mind and heart, there's an Aliyah, there's something higher, there's something greater inside of me. And my entire life is to try to find out, say ulamad, to go outside of that smallness, outside of that silliness, outside of the pettiness, to that place that's called the Yitzhak Chutzah. Because Hashem has told Avraham Avinu to look upon the stars from that place, to look at the world in a different way. And he said, Koi Yezarecha. Hashem promised Avraham Avinu that he's going to have children that are going to be able to leave this world, who are going to be able to live in the world, but through the Or Mufla Rum Ma'il, to become Bnei Aliyah. Who are going to be able to see everything in a different way. That even though we get caught up in all of those small things, that each and every one of us, and we're here right now, that each and every one of us has the ability of Tzei Ulamah, V'yoytze Esau Chutzah, Ger Anoki Ba'aretz, to burn inside of us that truth of Yiddishkeit, to suddenly throw all the Narishkeit into the fire, and to shech the behemoth, and to run over and to take hold of the tzaddik, and say, Rebbe Yosna Asakitin, Rebbe Rebbe Shimon, I'm not stopping to you. That I'm able to leave this place. That I'm able to believe in something bigger. That I'm able to see myself as something outside of all of the misery, outside of the sadness, outside of the filth, the ugliness. Or Mufla Rumayu. That Hashem is going to send to Hashem in the ear of the Kaddish Mishmaik and Nachas, a piece of another world, and he put him into this world. And for years and years, that powerful light, that fire was hidden. And Hashem gave Rishus, gave permission at the end of time, and through the Ariyah Kaddish, and through the Baal Shem HaKaddish, and the Yechidei HaDairis, Hashem is going now, at the end of time, in Lawrence Middle School. And everywhere the Jews are gathering now, and every single minute that a Jew, every second that a Jew spends outside of the behaviors of the farm, of being a peasant, of being enough, and he's able to feel that this is not my place. Ger Anochi Ba'aretz. I live here, I work here, but I'm not the same. Rebbe, I've been asked to be. So from where did Rabbi Shimon take us? The Or Mufla, the Bezina Kaddish. From where did Rabbi Shimon take this koyach to take even simple Jews, like Rabbi Yitzchak Burger was describing, to take even simple Jews and to take them outside, to take them above, to make them into Bnei Aliyah? So the answer is very obvious, very simple. In Avodas Hashem, there are two kavim. There are two main mahalchim in Avodas Hashem. We've now been going through Sefirot Ha'Emunah, and you know that there's the kav hayamin and the kav ha'smal. The kav hayamin, the right side, is a hava. is love, an everlasting love. That's the right side. The side of Pachad, the side of Gura. That's the left side. The right side is the side of Ahav. And the left side is the side of Pachad and Gura of Din. The right side is the side of Avraham Avinu. And the left side is the side of Din of Gura's Yitzchak. And every single one of you knows and you've learned that even though we say in the Baruch Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, the Chazal explained the reason why we end the Baruch with Baruch Ata Hashem, Morgan Avram. And the Torah itself says, Vehei Baruch. And Chazal tells us that before Christ, that the chasima is with Avraham Avinu. And the Sfarma Galician teaches us that even though through history, for the most part, the Anhogi was Anhogi of Midas Adin, that the way was a way of Din, a way of Nisyonis and struggling with Dinim Kashim, all kinds of Dinim, and discipline and punishment. But Bechal Chayshman means that the chasima of time, we're in Narab Baisai at the time of Ikvus, the Ikvus is the Ikvus of the Mashiach. For whatever reason we have this chus to be here at the end of time. And the meaning of Bechal Chayisman is that the chasima is in the way of Avraham Avinu. And if you're raising your children now in the way of Din, of Pachad Yitzchak, it doesn't work. And if you're raising your students in the way of Dinim and of Pachad, it doesn't work. Of course, there always has to be that ingredient of discipline. There's no question about it. But the Ikr at the end of time is the way of Avraham Avinu. Of Bechal Chayisim, the Chasima, the Ila of time is the way of Ahav, of Avraham Avinu. He's a Derech of Al Shem Tov. If a Mosai calls Sima, Lech Sheyafutsu Manasech Avutz. And the Inyan of Al Shem Tov is the Pnimius of the Torah of the Butzina Kaddish of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And here there's a Torah from Tefer Shlomo Sfusi Yelena in the Lukutim of Parshas Emma that we just laid. And I'll read you just a few sentences from Tefer Shlomo. It's a shame you can go home and take a look inside. Tefer Shlomo is speaking about the Inyan of Karbonis and Kiddush Hashem, because the Torah brings the two together in the same parish. And he says, "V'hinei yesh b'chinas tzaddikim kedoshim." Who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon Kaddish? Rebbe Akiva. "V'hinei yesh b'chinas tzaddikim kedoshim, asher kol aliyos v'zoy mayin lukvin v'yosef v'chayim, hu rak ayidei mesirus nefesh l'hariga al kiddush Hashem." There are certain great, great tzaddikim. We know that the Beis Yosef his whole life was begging Hashem that he should have the schools to be killed on Kiddush Hashem. Like Rabbi Akiva, who was burned on Kiddush Hashem. And Tefer Shlomo explains that there are certain tzaddikim that their way can be ma'oyer, reich rachmei shemayim, and their way of being be'achid yichudim is by giving themselves, surrendering their lives, and dying, being killed on Kiddush Hashem. Ayidei Mesirus Nefesh La'ariga Al Kiddush Hashem Kamei Rabbi Akiva V'chaver V'asor Haruge Malchus. Like Rabbi Akiva and the Asor Haruge Malchus, and all Jews who were killed Al Kiddush Hashem. But that Hanhoge of Rabbi Akiva of the Haruge Malchus of dying for Hashem's sake, Like in the song that's also in the beautiful album, Waking in Our Hearts, Holy Soul. And remove the tears that do not belong in the eyes of the children who die for you, whose every life's breath is death for your love. And the way of every yeshiva is that way of mysterious nefesh lahariga to die. Derek Zomer of the Gemara in Menachis, Rabbi Akiva, Kach Olam Makshava, Kach Davka Olam Makshava, is the Indian of Chochma, brings him a kiss to Ari. This was the way of the past, of those great tzaddikim, who the way to be Ma'ir Rachman and Miachim Chudum was dying, to the side of Dinan and of Yisur. Omnam Yeisad, Dinan B'chinis HaChasada. Sari Shvayim explains, however, there are tzaddikim from the right side of B'chinis HaChasada, K'moish Matzin Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, Ba'asor Talmina Meshaloha Yitzvichim HaRiga. Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai died in a fire, but not in a fire, they killed, he died with a smile on his lips. He died not with the yichud of Shmai, Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, like my grandparents died. He died with a smile and he was saying the words, Kishon Tziva Hashem Zavrach, Chayim, and with the word life. His neshama left and ascended above. Hashem Lohoyah Tzvichim Lahariyah. And these tzaddikim will come from the right side, the way of Ahava. They did not have to be killed. And this is what Rabbi Shimon said about himself and his chavrayah. And this is what Rabbi Shimon said was his new shita in the world, which would become the way of Ari HaKadosh, and which was fully, fully materialized, which would open up completely in the way of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, and something of Baal Shem. When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Anan Mechavi Musa Talia Ananda Chavimusa Talia Nilsa, my entire existence is Ahava. Ananda Chavimusa Talia, you and I are here because each one of us somewhere had a parent, a mother, a father, both parents, a Zaydi, a Babi, a Rebbe, a friend who was a Jew of Ananda Chavimusa Talia Nilsa. There isn't anybody here who's able to be here now without Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochai Asach Gittin. A new way. A new mahalach. Of Anan Mechavivus Yataliya Milson. Vehei Mahalicha is Darakim HaKadosh Kodshim. And the way of these tzaddikim is Kodesh Kadoshim. Like it says in the piyut that we're going to sing right after. By your chayv the koyish akadoshim, the koyish is the side of the sodom gemur in the koyish akadoshim. They malich zaga the koyish akadoshim ad ahava myla myla by your chay a muflorum myla. The only way to make a ben ali is with ahava and more ahava and more ahava. Ad klois ha-nefshu b'dreikis. Balzerna kosef ki-aza kamoves ahava. To die, not to die, al-kiddush Hashem to be killed, but ki-aza kamoves ahava. But death that comes from such love, to be alive with love, the ma'alo is ahava u'gam kemizhivus nefesh. And then all a Jew wants to do is, he's on fire with the Havas Hashem, and he wants to live, and to live, and to do more mitzvahs, and to learn more, and to kiss the oisius of the Gemara. When a boy has a Rebbe that lives a life of Anam Chavirusa, and the boy feels the Rebbe's love, then the boy kisses the letters of the Gemara. And the girl kisses her sister, and she closes her eyes, and she wants her dad. Ugam came to see the Tzenefesh from my Amoros of Shukim, the Dveikus and the Shikim. Dveikus and the Shikim. Kosh Call in your heart, which was Sadiqim Agadai Shemail, for the Tzer Hashmol's Tayyibis Havil Mazer. And these Sadiqim, through their love, they drew down all kinds of amazing Hashmol's from the high world into this world. He says that Rabbi Shimon, Kadnas Bidul Chol Asad in his Lachlan celebration, that wherever Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would go, there was a beautiful smell. And Omer Rabbi Shimon Shma Amina Da Olma Mizbarach Begini, and Rabbi Shimon said, the fragrance of the world is from my way, because of me. Shechavra, I think about this all the time. And I speak to so many of the young men and the young women and the older men and the older women, and I speak to myself. Our generation, mine in particular, and those who are younger, the generation is the parents of our generation that came after Rabbi Akiva's generation. And the generation of our parents and grandparents and of past generations that we're coming from, generations of Mesirus Lahariga al Kiddush Hashem. And those Jews were able to thrive in that world of Kiddush Hashem through dying in every life's breath, being death to serve Hashem. Who were able to live in the reality of Kach Oldum Hashem, Haruge Malchus. When I talk to my parents, I don't see any anger, any bitterness. Who saw their families go up in flames. But our generation, it was already foretold that at the end of time, that before Mashiach comes, there will be a new way. And that this way, in the Shimon of the Ari HaKadosh, of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, will explode in the world and will spread forth. And the Kshayafutsu Mayna Secha Chutsu and the Afotsus of Mayonis of Rabbi Shimon of the Ari HaKadosh, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, of the Ramchal, of the Gra, of the Rashash, of the Yechida Hadaris, whose Torah was built entirely upon the world of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of Anan Mechanibusa Talia Milson. Our generation is dying for love. Our children are chalishing for the way of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I mentioned this last year, not the Hula, but maybe by the Piazetsna, but I've been talking about it ever since, and as I just saw, I'm the youngest on the Chavarim here. And to see in Yad Kislev, to see in Yerushalayim by the Binyanei HaUma, the Svarim sale. Some of you have been there, raise your hands if you've ever been there. I'll have you in mind when I go with Shem next time. You go by, you go over there, and you see thousands of Jews every day. Svarim, Shiur, everywhere in the world. The sound of Rabbi Shimon of Fire, Rabbi Hafnasach Yatini. Every single time you and I open up a sefer, every single time we hum a niggun, every single time we knock our fingers and our feet together with Eitan and our other chaveri, Rabbi Hafnasach Yatini, Rabbi Shimon. Because the way of the end of time is Laman Shumari Biahav. Umeidi Goyal of Nei Vineyem, Laman Shumari Biahav. That our generation can no longer live in that way of dying, of being beaten and punished, whether it's by a German, whether it's by a Cossack, or the way it's by a father, a mother, a rebbe, or a teacher. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. And there are many of you who are sitting right here now that could say, Aidus, that it doesn't work. Now, Hilkas did the Chavah, Hirshas did the Chavah, you know, there are many Ramazim. There are many amazing Ramazim. Ramazim when it comes to Rabbi Shimon and Talab Boyan. But I saw one now from, I saw this here from Hirshas did the Chavah. The Hirshas did the Chavah says that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, which is sometimes written without now, the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is a gematria yidid nefesh of Arachamon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is a gematria yidid nefesh, friend of my soul. Of Arachamon, merciful God, yidid nefesh of Arachamon. So let me tell you a little bit of story or two. There was a tzaddik not so long ago. My father, Zolga Zonsheim, remembers him. The Ahavas Yisrael from Vizhnitz. Schus Yagen Olayim. In the tough race tzaddik had, in 1935, 36 that time, Lag BaOmer, when the clouds were already gathering together, over Europe. The Ahavas Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael for a visit, and he was by Meron by Rabbi Shimon Lag BaOmer. And the Doichak inside by the Tzion, the pushing was crazy as it always is, even then. It was inside, it was much smaller then. It was very hard, it was crazy, crazy pushing. And the Rebbe was there, and his children, the family of the Rebbe, were there. And the Gaba, the Rebbe, started to scream out, Mach Platz for the Vizhnitz of Kinder. Move over, make room for the Vizhnitz of Rebbe's children. Mach Platz for the Vizhnitz of Kinder. And there was an old Svardish lady there who understood that much Yiddish. And she understood, she heard the Gaba scream out, Mach Platz for the Vizhnitz of Kinder. And she screamed out, Moshe HaKadosh, Eitzel Rabbi Shimon, Kulam Banim Ahuvim. There's no such thing over here as Vizhnitz of Kinder. By Rabbi Shimon, everybody's by Rabbi Shimon, beloved children. Not just the children of the Rebbe. By Rabbi Shimon, Eitzel Rabbi Shimon, Kulam Banim Ahuvim. So let me tell you, I saw a story. That there was a survivor of the Holocaust who was a Bachur. Very few Bachurim that young came out. He was 15, 16. He survived the Milchama. He had nobody in the world. And he came to Eretz Yisrael. And at that time, it was in 1948, and the Ishmaelim, the Arabs, were making the Milchama. And this Bacher's name was Gedalia Meirovich. And this Gedalia, this Bacher, who had no family at all. He was with some of his chaveyim, and there was an Arab that was on a rooftop someplace and shot an arrow. And the arrow went into Gedalia's leg. And even though they took him to the hospital, they brought him to the hospital, he was able to survive. But he was the old Shari Tzedek, and the doctors there were working on him a lot, a lot. and they saw that it wasn't shaykh to save the leg, that they were going to have to amputate Gedaliah's leg. Gedaliah Mamish couldn't move, he couldn't walk, and his friends were there in the hospital with him, Yoram Elijah. And the last hope that he had was that somehow he'll be able to be normal and healthy, and he'll be able to marry a Jewish girl and to start a family and to rebuild. But now he was lying there, and they told him they're cutting his leg off, and he couldn't come to himself. And one night, it was late at night, and his chaver were with him. And Gedaliah all of a sudden had an Einfeld idea. Gedaliah said to his friends, that it's Lag BaOmer. It was just the beginning of the night of Lag BaOmer. I'm asking you to please bring me to Rebbe Shimon, to bring me to Meirah. And the friend said, you're out of your mind, you're crazy. First of all, the roads are Becheskes, Sakon. It's dangerous, Mamet, the roads outside Yerushalayim, Sakon. Secondly, you can't sit in a car. Thirdly, you yourself, your whole life is in danger. You're hooked up with this and that infections. They're never, ever going to let you out of the hospital to go to Tzfas. How will you get to Tzfas? With all the Sakon, even in those days, to go without any danger. It was talking about 4 or 5 hours easy to get there, maybe late at night, towards the morning of Lag BaOmer. And Gedaliah was begging them, and he said, I'm asking you, please get me out of here, bring me to Meirah. So the Chever went, and they started looking and asking outside, and looking and finding and talking. And they were able to arrange for a masayid, for a truck, because he had to lie down. And somehow they got the money together to pay some guy, and they smuggled Gedaliah out of Shaar HaTzedek. And they were afraid that their mamush accomplices to a crime of killing their friend, but they couldn't say no to him, and they somehow... In those years, it wasn't like now. They didn't have cameras and guards. And they snuck him out of the hospital. I remember when I was younger, my father was in the hospital. He had to leave in the middle of work. He had hospital because he had a kidney stone. My father was in the hospital room. And then he disappeared from the hospital. My mother was on the way to meet him in the hospital. My father disappeared, and they called the police, and they called my mother. And my mother said, let me find out. And she called my father. My father was at work. And my mother asked, what are you doing? You were in the hospital. My father said, I went to the bathroom, and I passed the stone in the bathroom. I feel better. So I got dressed, and I left. And my mother said, you're supposed to, you have to tell the hospital when you leave. My father said, well, it's a place for sick people. I'm not sick, so I left the house. There was a time, even not so long ago, where you could sneak out like that. But they got Gedaliah out, and with unbelievable Mrs. Nefesh, somehow he survived the trip, and they brought him to Meirah. And they brought him, and people had rachmanis, they saw this massive and had rachmanis. And they made room for him, they pushed, and they brought him up. They were able to bring him to the tzion, next to the tzion, and there's a wide ledge by the window over there. And they put him down, they carried him, they put him over there. And he was crying and davening, and the chevra got people together all saying to him. Outside, Jews were dancing and happy. And inside, you know, it's mamish. Inside, it was unbelievable. Yom Kippur, all the way inside. And they were crying and davening for Gedaliah. And Gedaliah himself was crying, Rabbi Shalom, you brought me out from that fire. My parents, my brothers, my sisters, my family, and me was killed. and you brought me here to Eretz Yisrael. All I want is to be able to live and to be able to be healthy and to walk to the chuppah, to give cover to my parents and grandparents, and to begin a new life and family, and to give cover to you and to serve you with my children. And now what am I going to do? They're going to amputate my leg if I even survive. And he's crying. In the meantime, he fell asleep. He was so tired. And the chevra went outside to have a dance outside. It was like there are Jews outside dancing. Leibedik. Simchas Torah. And after a time of dancing, one of the friends went to look inside that window to see how Gedalia was doing, to check, and Gedalia wasn't there. And he told his friends, and they all came out from the dancing, and they said, Gedalia, they thought that maybe something happened, and they took him to a hospital, and they're going, they're running around, and they see that Gedalia Meirovich, which is dancing in a circle with everybody else. Mama's dancing in the circle. And they went over to Gedalia, what are you doing? How can you do this? What are you doing? And Gedalia said that I was lying there. I was so tired. And an old man came over to me. He started shaking me. And he said, what are you lying down over here? All of your friends are dancing outside. You're lying like this over here. Go with your friends and join the dance. And I said, I can't. He said, yes, you can. Get up and go outside. No, I don't know how. But I got up. And I'm dancing. And he danced, and he danced, and he was able, he did me the hospital. And it says in the Sefer that he got married to Dal Meirovich. And he had this schus of Rabbi Yeshua, that part of himself that was dead came to life. As Rabbi Shimon HaMeasachitim, but Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has given Jews like us at the end of time, who are so injured by our lives in this world at the end of time, who are so injured, who are limping from our milchama with Esav, with the Sarah Shel Esav, and all that the Sarah Shel Esav means, and that somehow the ear of the Kaddish, the one who was awake, came over to people like us, choirs, peasants. And somehow he's waking us up. And he's saying, get up. Join this dance. Throw your crutches into the fire. Throw the plow into the fire. Throw all of the sadness. Throw all of your mistakes. Throw all of those small things into the fire. Say you lamad. Alei lamad la alei. And join the dance of the Malkin Mashiach of the Rosh Hashem, of the Ariya Kodesh of Rabbi Shimon. For the past few weeks, I've been sharing with you a story that I read inside. I don't remember, I did it in Shuvah, I did it with a few chavis in other places. And with one of the chavayim, I sent him over the phone. He's here tonight. Somebody my mamish loved has gone through so many ups and downs and difficulties, so many struggles. And he knows and I know what we're talking about, what I'm talking about. And there's a tzaddik in Yerushalayim that can be more for me for going so late. I know I'm going to get a mishaber for my wife when I get home. And every year I say, I'm sorry, I know, I'll make it much shorter next time. But she stays married to me, so I hope it'll work this time. There's a great tzaddik in Yerushalayim, Rav Moshe Freund. Tzaddik is an oil man, I've seen him a few times. He was a fire, an eish, lahava, mamash. A very mysterious tzaddik, with all kinds of unbelievable hanhogis and avoidis. So one of the Chazayim sent to me a kuntres of 68 maisiyas that Rabbi Shifraim told before he died. Now everybody knows Rabbi Shimon told, that Rabbi Nachman told stories. That he made up stories, and each story contains within it the deepest, deepest secrets of creation. The whole world is coming to life in Rabbi Nachman's stories. But aside from Rabbi Nachman, we don't know such a thing. We have stories of things that happened, but not that tzaddikim made up stories. So we have 68 stories of Moshe Shoyim. And right now I'm learning them. I'm up to around 41, 42 over the past few weeks. Each one is tiny. Mamish amok amok miyitzel. So I read this story by Kabbalah Shabbos a few weeks ago when I was, my wife and I were together. An amazing, amazing Shabbatana Shabbos with 600 parents of children who have struggled with Yiddishkeit in so many ways. Many of them have one, two, three children. Some of the parents are here right now. I see some of you. And before Shabbos, I told over this story, I read over this story from Rabbi Shifraim. So listen. It's called Ma'isir and Ma'ifir. A Ma'isir of those who fall. Shahoyu Priyas, Shahoyu Holchim and Ma'ifir. There were people who were going, but they were always falling. For Cholo'olam, Ayu Holchim and Magiyim. It seemed to them that everybody else in the world was going and they were getting to where they wanted to go. But they hey, Ayu Holchim and Ma'ifir. But they were always falling. But these people were falling. They were very broken, they were very tzedrochim. That it seems that everybody else in the world, like it seems to so many of us, that the rest of the world seems to be going, but they're always falling. And a chacham came and he said to them, it's true that you fall, but get up and continue. The shomul also, and they listened to his advice. Or you come and they would get up and they would continue going like a dalyanayravich. They got up even though they were falling. They would get up again. They would get up again. They would fall. Benayflin oipa meshuv come. They would get up again. And they were known in the entire world as Hanoifim, the ones who fall. Bisrabu Kolkach Lipo, and they were so used to falling at Shahai Eslam, Peladov Lechem Kamenvoim, that it was a wonder to them that after all the times that they had fallen, after all they were the Noifim, how they're still able to get up. Va'adrabu, Shahu Noifim, how you were healing this, they were used to falling. Bim, how you come, how you misfall them, and when they would get up, how you misfall them, they were shocked. Till they began to call themselves not the ones who fall, but the ones who get up. That how could it be a great wonder like this that despite everything, they're able to get up? And in the whole generation, the whole world began to call them the ones who have gotten up. That's our generation. Our generation, the earliest tzaddikim are going to come and they're going to see us, and we see ourselves as Hanoifim, all the Nefilis. And then we still get up and we try, we fall, we get up, and we look at ourselves as Noifim, and people call us Noifim. But at some point we realize what a wonder they were still able to get up. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, if not for you, we wouldn't be able to get up. We wouldn't be able to be part of this dance to greet Mashiach. And when Mashiach comes, all the earlier generations, all the three that get tzaddikim are going to look at us and say, that we are the ones who got up, generation who got up from that place of the world of life. We should be searching for that day. of Mikimi Me'ofel Gal, of Akitzel Ver'anu Shoich Ne'ofel, with the Gula of Arshleva Amikis and Hevi Amenu Amen Ve'amen.